Voting is simple. You choose the candidate you want on the ballot paper and then tick the box by their name.
It's not that simple, Jackie. There are many different voting systems. And for this week's podcast on English.com, we're looking at three of them.
OK, Richard, the first and the simplest is first past the post. Whoever gets the most votes wins.
Yeah, it's easy to understand. The results are very quick.
However, the system doesn't require the winner to get a vote majority.
I.e. more than 50% of the electorate, the people voting for that person.
Exactly. So when there's more than two options, for example, I don't know, five or six candidates, it's possible then for the winner to actually only get a small percentage of the votes, let's say 25%. And then you have the case of electing someone which 75% of all the other people didn't choose.
Yes, the more candidates you have, then of course the smaller the percentage the winner will have.
Exactly. And it puts people off voting. They think, oh, my candidate is never going to win. So what's the point in voting?
Yes, now that encourages tactical voting. It's people voting not for the candidate they most prefer, but actually simply against the candidate that they most dislike.
Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? But very typically in Britain, when we have the three parties, if people are Labour supporters and they know that the Conservatives will probably win, they'll vote for the Liberal Party instead to stop the Conservatives getting in.
Mm.
So you're not voting for the person that you want.
Exactly. And another thing is vote splitting. Say you have four candidates, but three of them have very, very similar views. So obviously, their support will be split. And in all likelihood, the one person with the different views may well get in.
Yeah. So the second system that we're looking at is the second round voting system. Now, in this system, the candidate must get a majority.
Over 50%.
Yeah. Now, if that doesn't happen in the first round, then usually only the two candidates with the most votes in the first round remain on the ballot, and then the process is repeated.
Yeah, so if the people have only got the two options, the two candidates, then one of them must get a majority.
Now, the problem with that, of course, it's much more costly, twice as expensive, repeating the whole system.
Yeah, you've got to do it twice. That's no good, really,
and,
is it?
And, of course, it takes a lot longer. So there is a third system, and that's called the alternative vote. Now, this is a preferential system where the voter has the chance to rank the candidates on the ballot paper in order of preference.
Yes, so simply the voter puts one next to their first choice, two, their second choice, etc.
If, when they count the papers, not one person has got 50% or more of the votes, then the person with the least number of votes gets eliminated and their second choice preferences are distributed amongst the remaining candidates.
And this is continued until one person has more than 50%.
Yeah, it sounds a bit complicated, but there are lots of advantages. You still only vote once, and it reduces the need for tactical voting.
Yes, so electors can vote for their first choice candidate without fear of wasting their vote. But there are disadvantages as well, obviously. It is possible for a candidate to win because they have so many second preference votes, even though they had fewer actually first preference votes. So they could have come second after the first round, but then actually win it in the end. There are many different systems, whether you're voting for a leader of a political party or a general election. What are your views on this? Is there a perfect way?